Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
As I have mentioned before, we come into each incarnation with a perfectly suited drama to act out. One that, if performed really well, will move us closer to our destination as the image and likeness of God. In the Egyptian metaphor, the Osirian resurrection, we learn that Set, the ego, kills his brother, the higher self, and nails him into a bejeweled coffin that fits him perfectly. The objective is to find a way to get him out of that coffin and resurrected as the Son of God. The coffin is a metaphor for our own well-suited dramas. In order to be self-realized, we are going to each have to find a way out of our stories. In the New Testament of the Bible, we find this same idea being expressed when the Master Jesus says that the only way to enter the kingdom of God is to die to the world and be born again of the kingdom. To say that the coffin was bejeweled is to let us know that although the story is entrapping to its owner, in one way or another, it is also desirable to him/her. Even though there are some people who know that in order to fulfill the immaculate concept, they must get out, taking the necessary steps to do so has been no easy task. In order to get out of the box, one has to give up the whole story, the good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly. In my experience, I have found that there are parts of the story that its owner simply refuses to part with. All the things that are most attractive to the ego, like beauty, intelligence, talent, wealth, and fame, are coveted by most of humanity. When they are present, they are not easily sacrificed, and yet, sacrificed they must be. There is simply no place for ego specialness of any kind in the kingdom. As the image and likeness of God, all of the attributes enumerated above are available to everyone. As they are needed to advance the Creator's ends, they are to be simply selected and utilized. If you don't have them, they are irrelevant to your progress. In the ego's hands, these attributes are used as separating devices to have some people appear superior to others. And although divisive, in an ego-dominated world, there is usually a high payoff for specialness. Quote, "The hope of specialness makes it seem possible God made the body as the prison house that keeps his son from him. For it demands a special place God cannot enter, and a hiding place where none is welcome but your tiny self. Nothing is sacred here but unto you, and you alone, apart and separate from all your brothers, safe from all intrusions of sanity upon illusions, safe from God and safe for conflict everlasting. Here are the gates of hell you closed upon yourself to rule in madness and in loneliness your special kingdom, apart from God, away from truth, and from salvation." End quote. A Course in Miracles. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you have to throw away your God-given attributes and abilities. I am saying, however, that you have to release your attachment to them. Use them instead of having them use you. Or better yet, instead of using them to place you in a special position, let God use them through you to advance creation. This subject brings to mind the story of Abraham in the Old Testament of the Bible. The idea was that Abraham had been praying all of his very long life to have a son with his wife Sarah. When his son Isaac was finally born, God asked Abraham to make Isaac a burnt offering to him. It was a difficult decision for Abraham, but he agreed, deciding he loved God more than anything. It turned out that God did not really want or allow the sacrifice. He wanted only to know that Abraham would use what he had given him for his purposes. When he found Abraham to be faithful, he made him the father of his chosen people and ruler in the land. Our gifts and talents are attributes that, when offered into the service of God, do indeed advance creation. However, when we use them as weapons to slash our way to comfort and power, they become nails that secure us in the bejeweled coffin, a hell-like condition fraught with fear, frustration, and paranoia.